We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Boom. Boom. I'm a pretty pool boy.
Wow. Is that real hair?
Well, yeah, Molly, I kidnapped somebody.
I mean, look. I know it's a wig, but I'm saying, is it a real hair wig or is this plastic hair?
It's plastic hair, and it's the worst wig you can ever get.
I was wondering, it doesn't look really smooth.
It's not, and it's hot.
Is
I scrambled. I scrambled. Now I'm dipping into, for those of you just tuning in and are new to this, every day, every podcast we've done in the month of October leading up to Halloween, mm-hmm. I've surprised Molly with a costume. I know if you're listening, it doesn't really fit for you, but we'll post a picture of it on, if you really want to see it, on our Facebook page. And then you can enjoy it that way. But yeah, today, how would you describe me?
Well, at first I thought it was Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
On account of the fact that you. Like, you were in the black t-shirt and you got the dark hair and the hat. Like, I thought for a second you were stealing my look, which
no.
is Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Now, look, it's got nice brown hair. I got a black visor cap on it. And,
it's a visor. Okay.
Yeah, it's a visor.
Because your camera isn't really the best quality today.
Oh, you God. Can
you see your head?
Yeah, you can see my scalp. It's
it
like.
It looks like brain.
Yeah.
It looks like you have a brain coming out. It's really disturbing.
That is okay. All right, welcome to the
show. I saw a friend the other day.
What do you mean?
And she listens to the podcast. She doesn't
watch.
Oh, thank
you. Okay.
And so she was like, I was listening to your description of Party in the baby costume. She's like, I can't even imagine. So I pulled up the reel we put on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
She was like crying laughing. Like, just like, oh my God, that is the most terrifying thing. I was like, yeah, you can understand. She's like, and it's just also like your facial expressions. Like, she was talking about my reaction shots. So, yeah,
well,
there's plenty of opportunity for reaction shots when you work with Big Party.
You bet. And also, now I'm dipping, when I'm dipping into the wig chest. That's a different deal.
Deep cuts.
Now we're getting into deep cuts, and we're almost at Halloween, just a week away.
Save some powder for that final day, because we do have
a show
on Halloween.
Yeah, I have enough. Maybe I'll do a couple costume changes. I got a guest back behind me. You see that little guy back there? You see him back there? Can you see him back?
Oh yeah, you've got a skeleton.
Yeah, that's and he's wearing that's Dylan after the last game.
Oh.
Dylan Raiola.
I don't know.
Skeleton wearing the jersey, 9 sacks. Let's hope that doesn't happen this weekend.
Oh,
but
okay. Got it.
Yeah, running for his life. Scared for his life, actually.
Apparently he ran himself into skeletal form. He's like, I don't even have any skin on my body.
Yeah.
I've been tackled so many times.
All right, we'll get to some things, but first, what's left here out of motivation is one
chicken.
Left. That's chicken. So here you go. I hope this motivates you, kicking you into your weekend. Thanks for listening.
12 things you need to understand.
12.
1, when you're winning, keep your mouth shut. 2, don't tell people your plans. Wait till the results speak for themselves. 3, never expect to get what you give. Not everyone has a heart of flesh. 4. Every day you wake up, you have a new job to be better than yesterday. 5. You will never get what you want until you are grateful for what you have. 6. Sometimes what you're trying to hold on to is exactly what you should let go of. 7. If you want to buy things without looking at the price, work without looking at the clock. 8. God puts people in your life for a reason and removes them from your life for a better reason. 9. The devil wouldn't be attacking you so hard if there wasn't something valuable in you. Thieves don't break into empty houses. 10. You're going to set a lot of people off when you start doing what's best for you. 11. You will lose a lot of friends when you get really serious about your life goals. 12. Life does not get easier. You just get stronger.
There you go. There's 12.
That guy needs to pare down that list. That is just exhaustive. You're like, and don't eat peas. And if you really want to have, like, just be sure to cross the street at the crosswalk. You're like, I get it.
I thought about editing it down, Molly, but I'm like, nah.
No, I think it's great that you showed it all 12. I'm just saying that guy. That guy's like, I got 12 reasons. You're like, okay, they better all be like, knock it out of the park if you're going to have to stick around to 12.
Okay, so there you have it. If you made it through that, hopefully you're taking one of those 12 things. All right, numbers in. It's 402-915-0962. That is, in fact, our party line. You can call. You can leave a message. And also, what do we have here? A bpscrasher at gmail.com. And we have bigpartyshow.com. All right, so we have a sweet little deal that that we scored for you guys. Jeff Dunham, the puppet master, he's such a great guy. He's going to be at the CHI November 8th. Okay, we have tickets for you. And it's just like, you know the drill. It's easy. We're going to give you up until the show on November 8th, we're going to give you the puppet master keyword.
Yes.
Okay. It's going to change every podcast. And then basically what you're going to do is go to bigpartyshow.com and enter it there. Okay. It's the same thing as when Adam Sandler was here and we gave away tickets, but we're giving away Dunham. He's funny because remember he went on that tour, Look Who's Laughing Now. I think he even wrote a book because everyone made fun of him for being a ventriloquist.
Oh.
Yeah. All the comedians, everyone is just making fun of him. I'm like, what is this talking guy? You know, he's
got like, well, I'm at the CHI.
Look who's laughing now.
So apparently people think ventriloquism works.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a big deal. So, all right. So the keyword today is puppet.
Puppet. Right.
Puppet.
P-U-P-P-E-T, puppet.
That's it. And then also we're adding a little party favor on this one. What is that, Molly?
So we got a little party favor for you, an extra way to get registered to win a ticket. So this is like an extra entry. And all you have to do is follow the Big Party Show on Instagram, and that will put you into the extra little category for running. So you get two for the price of one follow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the nice thing.
So follow Instagram for that extra one. Yeah, there you go. And we also, if you want that book, Mary Lee Painter's, I mean, that book's still out there on our page as well. I'll be honest with you. I love Mary, but I just didn't think that many people.
We talked about this earlier and he's like, it's a book. I was like, yeah, people read. People
I know they read. Really.
He's like, I'll be honest. I mean, we've gotten so definitely many entries. Like,
yes,
people,
we have.
And people like emailing like, gosh, I hope I get picked to get this book.
And I got a message at 6 a.m. from someone wanting to know if it's a one entry or a day, or can I just keep entering? I'm like, no, one a day. Let's not do a bunch. One a day. Let's make it fair. And she really wants this book bad.
Now we have three hard copies that Mary is going to mail out to the winner. So we'll take it in order. Like basically it's kind of one of those things where the first three names drawn will give them the opportunity to get a hardcover book. Unless somebody out there is like, really like, I don't know how to read on a Kindle.
Yeah.
Because
so we'll
the
figure
other
that
copies
out.
are Kindle copies, like they're e-copies, I should say. So you can read them on your device, which is how I've been doing it. And
Have you gotten through the book yet? Or I know
I'm
you're
halfway
through. You're halfway through now. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm halfway through.
You obviously sold it on our last podcast very well because Amy really wants this book so badly. All right.
It's such a good read. Allie and Levi. Levi's gonna he's gonna wear her down. She's in full like I hate you mode. And it's like,
is she really?
Nothing but like enemies to lovers to really cause the pages to turn.
Gosh,
she hates him so much. I can't wait for him to win her back.
Is there it's not an audio book, right? It's a
no.
Okay,
I should ask Mary. I should be like, do you want me to read your book?
Yeah, why not?
Book?
Could you do
maybe
that?
I'll throw it out there. I don't know.
How much
I would love to do an audiobook someday. I think it would be so much fun. It's a lot of work from what I understand.
Oh,
you're reading a whole book.
Yes. And you have to enunciate correctly and all that stuff. I couldn't do that. I'd get bored in the middle of it.
Like, you know, like reading, blah, 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 page, the end. That wasn't the book at all. Yeah. He got tired after three pages, and then I don't know what happened. Like, we barely even got started. Like, I was not even invested in the main character.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 the end.
Hey, Shelby emailed us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Her husband is a Guy Swiftie.
Aha.
Remember, we were asking, are there any Guy Swifties? We've got one email, Molly, so hold on. She said, good morning. My husband will not stop listening to Taylor's new album. He plays Father Figure and Wishlist on repeat. He likes some of her old songs, but he's loving this new album. Have a great rest of your week. I wish she would have said her his name so I could say his name. That way he would
he's
be embarrassed
like,
and
let's not
stop.
Go crazy. It's like, all right. I mean, I'm fine being outed, but let's not dox me.
Well, he's a Guy Swiftie. All right, there's one out there. And I asked Shelby if she loves Taylor. She's a Swiftie as well. I figured maybe it's a couple thing. And she says she does love Taylor, but she's not a hardcore Swiftie. So
okay,
apparently the hardcore Swiftie is her husband.
Nobody else in my house is a Swiftie. I mean, my daughter isn't. I mean, my husband, of course, is not. He's like, there's not been any good music since like 1982. I'm like, God, you're the worst. Seriously. Well, at one point we shared like an Apple Music or a Spotify.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we finally broke apart, like that he has his own and I have my own. Cause I was like, I skip every song that comes up that you've picked. And he's like, well, right back at you. He's like, I don't want to hear any of the songs. So we were just like torturing each other. Like basically, so now that was years ago. That was years ago when it's like you just had the one. I mean, now we've got everybody in the house has got their own. Nobody's sharing. I mean, you can share playlists on Spotify, but like we're not sharing an account is my point. Like we all have our own account. So I don't have to skip past The Clash.
I guess I never really paid attention. All right. So one time we had some like family over and Manuel, my brother-in-law, he signed on to his own YouTube.
Okay.
You know, right. On our television because he wanted to watch something else that we weren't watching. And I succeed all the time, but I just keep signing up as a guest. I mean, loading myself into as a guest because we have YouTube television. I think that would be great if I would pull up just because you would get history of what someone's watching, right?
You would not want to see my history.
I would love to just maybe I should just do that. Maybe I should just pull up some weird ass stuff. And so
what would be
turns
in your
on,
history right now? What do you think the top three things in your history would be? Like you can even look right now.
On YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you right now. I think Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
Whatever It Takes. I actually play that song, that video. That's like my intro.
Whatever It Takes.
Yeah, I love that song. I actually play that every day before I jump on this podcast.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. You know me. I'm
I
have my routine. Uh-huh. Poor Wileen, last time where she was in here, I'm like, I got to play this song before I jump on with Molly and Rebecca Rosen, you know. My other thing would be... Wileen likes to leave this, I don't even know what you'd call it, music for the dogs.
Oh, really?
So it's a dog thing. So that's like tons of them. I hate it because it's like half of them go no ads right on it. And then it starts with, you want a survey?
You're like, no. Hey, you then said no ads.
Then they give me ads. And I'm like, why am I complaining about this? I'm not the one watching it. So I just don't want my dogs to be subjected to advertising, you know? And that actually would be probably it, Molly. Just two things. I don't spend a whole lot of time on YouTube.
Oh, that's wild.
So do you spend a lot of time on YouTube? I do not.
I do. So mine yesterday, I haven't been on it today. Yesterday was Talamasca, which is this new Anne Rice spinoff series that's starting on AMC this weekend. And I watched their Comic-Con panel.
Okay.
And then I watched Dolly Parton video of Coat of Many Colors because I was going to use that for a storytelling thing I did. And then I also watched Interview with the Vampire behind the scenes of season one.
Are you kidding?
Like, no, I'm not kidding.
So you do actively watch things like that on YouTube? I guess I've never thought of watching stuff like that.
Bo Burnham is on the list.
Do you watch movies? Bill Burnham? Can't you get Bill Burnham on? Is this different cuts or something?
Bo Burnham.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So you're just watching other shows?
Bo Burnham, his Make Happy show is just like that. He didn't put out an album for that. So there's just one song that I like to listen to. And I pulled that up yesterday. Just kind of in the mood. Those are the top things. Talamasca, Dolly Parton, An Interview with a Vampire.
How weird. Those are three very weird, not weird things that just don't go along together.
They just don't go together. Right. And then Bo Burnham. You're like, okay. But that was just yesterday. I mean, the list, it becomes even weirder.
What happened to Dolly? Her sister was saying, prayers, everybody, prayers for Dolly. Next thing you know, Dolly's like, shut up, I'm working, I'm fine. Was there something wrong with her? Okay, because
I think everybody was worried, and then Dolly was like, I'm fine, and everyone's like, shoo.
Yeah, because her sister
was... national treasure. I don't think the country will recover.
No.
I mean, honestly, Dolly's got to live for hopes of so many. I know, I love her, too.
I love her so much. She's had work done, right? I mean, obviously, but I don't ever want to think of it as that she has, because she looks great.
Yeah, but she's not what? I've never.
Oh, I know.
I mean, yeah, she's.
Well, she looks like she did 30 years ago. Whoever
boobs, I'm saying, like her.
Oh, I'm not talking about their boobs. I'm talking about everything else, the face and everything like that. The boobs have always been. Are they real? Actually, I don't even know. Yeah, they've always been big since before people were doing that.
They're not real. Come on. They haven't been real for a real long time.
Really? I saw, Come on. Yep. Don't ruin it for me.
I didn't realize that you were pining for Dolly Parton. Don't ruin it for you.
I'm a married man.
I know, exactly. I don't think I'm ruining anything unless you're like, oh, my God, the ideal woman, Dolly Parton.
Hey,
watch
Dolly
out,
Parton.
Wylene.
Hey,
Wylene.
If you were forced, I don't know how to put it, but let's just play a little game here.
Okay.
How old is Dolly Parton, you think?
I don't know. I really don't. 70-something? 80?
Oh, really? Dolly Parton. If you had to pick, she's 79. If you had to pick somebody that in the mid 70s and up, one celebrity that you'd have to, we'll just say, go on a hot and heavy date and have a good working relationship for a couple weeks, who would you pick? I would pick Dolly Parton. There was a time I would have picked Martha Stewart.
Really?
But now that we're talking about
your documentary and you realize what a cold-hearted woman she is, you're like, I don't know if I can handle that.
That might have drawn me into it. But I'm just looking at not at that type of personality. I'm just looking at physical.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll have to think about it because I don't know. You're asking about a man of a certain age.
Yeah.
And I'm
trying
to think what actors are in that
realm. That age.
Yeah. Helen Mirren would be the first one that comes to my mind, too, Brock.
Brock,
I thought
said.
He was going to ask me who I'd want to be, and I was going to say, I want to be Helen Mirren. That woman is like...
No, I'm talking about a relationship.
God, how old are some of these actors? You know, I don't know, Liam Neeson, maybe? I mean, isn't he, in his 70s?
All right, I quickly pulled up some. All right, you got Clint Eastwood. Yay or nay? No. Mm-mm. You've got Morgan Freeman. This is all celebrities over 70.
I mean, I like his voice, but I don't think he's necessarily good looking.
So no relationship. We're talking physical.
Probably not, unless he was just talking the whole time.
Okay. During fornication. Molly,
I'd love to have a relationship with you. I'd be like, okay.
Roll over, Molly. All right. Al Pacino's in there.
No, have you seen what he looks like? Good God, no.
Again, it's just physical.
Terrible.
Robert De Niro, people over 70, right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Doesn't do it for me.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
All right, he would be your man?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Oh, God. Han Solo? Are you nuts?
But he said,
Indiana Jones, be my boyfriend. It wouldn't be for a couple weeks. I'd be like, we need to date for forever. And by the way, I hear you have a plane.
Okay. All right. Jeff Daniels. No. I didn't know Jeff Daniels was over 70, but apparently so. No, you have Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson I knew was.
All right. So, but is that someone you'd have a physical relationship with short time?
Having fun? I mean, I went out with him once.
What?
Yeah.
This is new. What do you mean
we went out to drinks.
When?
A long, long, long time ago.
Well, obviously like before Peter, right? I mean, you didn't.
Well, yeah, I was 19. Okay.
You were what?
19.
19? How old was he?
Gosh, I guess 30s, maybe.
So was it like a date or just drinks?
I mean, we went out a couple different times.
You did a couple times equals a date, Molly. Let's just be real here. All right. So Liam Neeson, you went on a date with him a couple times.
Yes.
Okay. Was he doing anything at that time? Like was he?
He was working on a movie that I was working on. And
was he famous then?
He was just becoming like he wasn't Taken famous. I mean, he was like up and coming famous. He was this Irish actor that was like coming over. And so we hit it off. I mean, because he's from Ireland and I'm Irish. And so, you know, we hit it off. And then, he asked me out a couple times and I went, you know, like, I mean, Liam Neeson asks you out. You're like, I'm free.
You go for sure.
Meet you for a drink. Yeah.
I can share as much as you want, but now I have questions. I can't believe we have known you this long. We've worked together for over 20 years on the, on the broadcasting platform. Did you guys kiss goodbye? No. Was there any kissing? There's no kissing on any of these dates.
On the cheek. Like,
Okay. He's a gentleman. No.
Yes. He was a gentleman. Yes.
Yeah. You didn't go home with him. Nothing. I guess that would equal no kissing. Okay.
No, because we were working together. You know what I mean? Like it. Yeah. You don't want it to be too weird.
Does Peter know, your husband know that you had a couple dates with Liam Neeson?
Neeson.
Look at her.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure if it's ever come up.
Let me text him right now.
Please. Sure to let him know that his wife went out with Liam Neeson. He's going to be like, what other little treats are hiding in your closet? I'd be like, don't worry about
it. Believe me. I want to know. So was he on the list? I've got Harrison Ford and Liam.
Yeah, I said I would go out with Liam. I mean, again.
You're going to have to pick one here in the end.
I would pick Harrison Ford. I mean, you can't, would? Again, Han Solo.
Yeah.
Do you know how many daydreams I had about Han Solo? I mean, the idea that I could actually go out with him in real life. Yes.
And have a physical relationship. Okay. I think he's a great shape. I like Harrison Ford. I would approve 100%. Pierce Brosnan. How old is Pierce? Good one.
He's also an.
He's 72. They're like Pierce Brosnan. Okay.
He's happily married. They've got some really handsome sons too.
Yeah, but we're playing fantasy land, regardless if they're married or not.
Just saying, as an aside, Harrison Ford's happily married.
How about Michael Caine?
God no. Jesus. Do you know for the longest time I was frightened of Michael Caine?
Why?
Terrified.
Why?
I saw a movie of his when I was young, and he played a complete weirdo, and it hit me in such a way, like it was like where I was in my like growing, like developmentally, and what this movie, how sick it was, that like for the longest time I was scared of him. So it was like this running joke when I was at Second City, people would give me gifts, and then like you'd open the gift and there'd be a photo of Michael Caine.
Oh, really?
To, like, unsettle me.
Oh, you still feel that way? Do you still feel?
No, it's something changed. But for the longest time, like if Michael Caine was in a movie, I was like, nope. Like, I can't tell you how many movies I never saw because Michael Caine was in it. I was like,
really?
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Michael Caine. It's not something I don't watch. You know, for some reason, he doesn't draw me to watch something that he does. I don't know why, but I like him. All right. How about Anthony Hopkins?
Oh, no.
What do you say? Oh, he's such an interesting man. You couldn't have relations with
Hannibal
him, no?
Lecter? I don't know if I could ever get past that. I'd be like, you did too good of a job playing a serial killer.
I'm going with Ian McKellen. These are all people over 70. No. Okay.
He wouldn't be interested in me anyway.
Well, I'm just, Molly, again, it's just fantasy that you guys are.
I understand that he's a very, very prominent game hand.
Oh, yes.
So it would be like, it's not just fantasy land.
You'd have
like,
to put on like a mustache.
Personality transplant land. Like, it's like, okay. Oh, and by the way, I'm so gay.
All right. How about Christopher Plummer?
No.
No? Okay. Again, I have one more right here. Then we can move on to something else. Robert Redford.
He's gone now.
Yeah. But what, again, just saying.
No, I'm just saying we just lost him.
Okay. Yes.
Very fresh. I would have to just because he was my mom's heartthrob.
Oh, really?
So I feel like I should say yes just because like my mom would be just so happy.
Would she?
You know what I mean? Like she'd be like, oh my God. You're going out with Robert Redford. Like,
all right, but now you got to pick. Now you got to pick. Who is it?
I'm telling you, it's still Harrison Ford. Like, you can throw all these at me. It's still Harrison
Ford. It's still Harrison Ford. All right. Mm-hmm. So there you go, people. If you ever want to give her something nice, get her a shirt with a shirtless Harrison Ford or something like that.
He doesn't have to be shirtless. Sometimes that's not sexy.
Oh, I believe me.
You know what I mean?
I see myself like, shirtless. Yeah.
Sometimes just a well-cut suit is way sexier than like nothing. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love a sharp dress man.
I know you do. That's why, I mean, you got Peter. Peter's a suit jacket guy.
Oh my God.
Guy.
Peter wears a sweater vest guy. And I'm just like, I lose it. I mean.
Do you really?
Yeah. You're sharing a lot today.
You're like, hey.
He owns a tuxedo.
Oh, I remember.
He doesn't rent. He owns.
Yeah. I don't go to events.
Great. He looks so good.
All right. So now we found out who Molly would have a relationship with. Sexual.
You and Dolly Parton.
And me and Dolly Parton, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like I couldn't handle her, though, for some reason. I grew up, I think I saw an article or something, you know, her husband and her were like open relationship.
Oh.
Are they? Or maybe I just made that up. Anyway, yeah. So there was times in my life where I'm like, ooh, that means I have a chance.
The only rumor that I've heard about Dolly Parton is that she actually has tattoos, like arm tattoos, and always wears long sleeves to cover it up.
Makes sense. I've never seen her wear short sleeves.
Right. Ever. Like you never see her wear short sleeves. She always wears long sleeves. And so that's one of the things that I heard. That's part of it is that underneath that she's got quite a few tattoos.
Do you find tattoos sexy?
Depending on the tattoo. Okay. I mean, I don't know if I could, like if Peter suddenly came home and he had my name on his neck, like I think we'd be in trouble.
What if it was hidden, just your name on, cause I'm going to fix this. I have a tattoo underneath my arm with the, I guess it's Roman numeral
million?
M for million from the, when we reached over a million diapers on that diaper drive. But I'm going to change it a little bit. I think I want to go and get Wylene or something or an M. Is that already an M?
It is an M.
Okay. I need to get a W next to it. So Mike and Wylene.
Oh, Mike and Wylene. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
It's bad juju.
Oh, no.
There's something
about
it. Like,
it's a letter. It's a,
it I know. Be... Just feels like you're courting disaster. It just seems like the minute you go ahead and get that, it's like TikTok.
Well, what should I get? I'm just trying to turn it into something. Maybe I'll just leave it.
I was going to say, just leave. Like, you don't have to mess
so
with
you really think
you don't have to gonna... mess with perfection.
So you really think that if I got a tattoo of Wylene?
I personally am superstitious about it.
Okay.
Like that's just my own thing. It doesn't mean it has to be your thing. Doesn't mean it's anybody else's thing. It's just it personally is a thing for me. Like if Peter came home and had my name, I'd be like, why are you trying to break us up? Like, why would you do that?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It's totally irrational superstition. throw it on the list of things that I'm completely irrational, superstitious about.
We talked about butt tattoos not long ago.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, and we got a message from JJ. And he said he has two butt tattoos. And he said it hurt the least of all of his tattoos.
That makes sense.
One was done in Costa Rica after they got talking about pirates.
That is.
And if they left treasure there. Okay, that, assuming him and his group of people. Yeah. So he decided to put a pirate flag on his butt. That way, I always have pirate booty forever. And the other one, he lost a bet, but they are great conversation pieces. The other one says USDA Prime, satisfaction guaranteed. It's big. They're big tattoos. He sent us photos of his butts. So
I don't even know how to like, I mean, I want to know,
yeah.
First of all, is he married?
Yes. He's married.
You know this person?
No, I don't know this. I feel like he was married. My wife just shakes her head at me. So he's obviously married.
Yeah.
So it's a conversation piece. So to make that a conversation piece.
A conversation piece. Who drops their pants and is like, want to talk about this? Like middle of a cocktail party. Things are getting a little stale. You know what? I got something that can spice all of this up. I'm going to go ahead and drop my pants.
Yeah.
And we can talk about my butt tattoos for the next
exactly.
20 minutes.
Uh-huh. So he said it's a good conversation. Thanks for the email, by the way.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Talk about having a good sense of humor.
I wanted to share it on our socials, but I'm like, he's sending me pictures of his butt. I don't want to light him up like that. I mean, we're pretty much a clean
it's
show,
enough on the
clean
show.
As we can be. Yeah.
Anybody watching this?
Yeah.
Got a little. So anybody listening?
Listening.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you're listening, thank you and spread the word, please.
Yes, please.
Please.
Like
we
us
really
on Instagram.
Need
follow us
we
on,
really need,
on Facebook.
We're about to hit our 100, by the way, 100 episodes. Can you believe that?
No.
Yes. We're going to hit that here shortly. I keep count of all that stuff. And
so
you know what?
Like
for a short amount of time, I mean, this podcast is only it's under 7 months old.
Yeah.
And the amount of supporters that we have is insane. Those numbers.
We're really lucky.
We're very, very lucky. I was talking to some dude in Denver and, you know, because everyone has a podcast, right? So he's trying to get me to do some type of barter thing or with the show. And I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, so what? I guess, you know, because there's a lot of people that have podcasts and they don't have a lot of support yet. They're trying to build something.
Yeah.
We're fortunate because we've been here for so long. He asked how many we had. And I told him within that 7 months, he thought I was kidding. I'm like, no. He goes, oh, my God, that's awesome. I'm like, yeah, we're lucky. We have a good base of people that support us and love us, and we love them as well. So we just kind of support each other in this area of podcasts.
The more the merrier.
So, the merrier.
People can listen. I mean, so it's not like
for sure.
We've, like, capped out. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, we're not capping out. We need more. All right, Molly, what did you do last night? I got to ask. You had an event in
I
Chicago.
Did.
What was that again? Fill us
I
in
did a
here.
Storytelling event. It's this event. It's called Louder Than a Mom, and they just do it a couple times a year, and they invite people to tell a story. So, like this month, or like this show, the prompt was Skeleton in the Closet on account of the fact that we were talking about like Halloween. They usually have something like around Mother's Day. They did this one called Mom's Favorite, and you got to spin off of that. I've done it a couple times. I usually do it like once a year. And last night I did a show. So it was a lot of fun. We had a great
was it?
Time.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you did? I mean, would you admit it if you bombed? I mean, do people,
I would I admit it.
I
would
like
be like, it didn't go great.
Stuff.
Like, I mean, cause there are times, listen, there are nights where it's like, it just isn't happening.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I did one of them like a year ago and I walked out of there. I was like, ew. Not great.
I
did not feel good. Like, was like, can we go home now? Peter's like, no, it was. I was like, stop talking. I want to be able to trust that you tell me the truth no matter what. So don't say anything because you're only going to get to say something bad.
I mean, like, my only stage experience like that was when we did our live show.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like, to be honest with you, I kind of felt like a natural, but I was also in the mood.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine not being in the mood and having to get up on a stage and try to make someone laugh. I don't know how you guys do that.
And that's the crazy thing is that with the storytelling, I mean, it's whatever. So like the person that went up before me was like really serious. And okay. So then I get up there and I'm like, okay, like it's not going to be.
What was your story?
Serious.
What was your story?
So I wrote a story about my coat collection.
Okay. Which you have a large one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I decided to count how many coats I had. Funny was earlier this week, Peter sent me a text message.
Yeah.
And he sent the text and it read, "This kid's school is having a coat drive, just saying." And I sent a note back saying, "Just saying what?" And he said, "That maybe you've got an extra coat or two that you could donate." And I said, "How dare you?" And left it at that. Just enough said. So that he definitely feels that I've overdone it in the coat department. I have 50 coats.
You have 50 coats?
I have 50 coats. And that does not include vests or shawls or wraps or
50 coats
or like raincoats. I mean, just like 50. And he was like, hoodies. I was like, hoodie's not a coat. Hoodie's a sweatshirt. He's like, if it's got a zipper, it's a coat.
Oh, you're right. It's if it has a zipper, it's a coat. Sorry, Molly. If it's a hoodie with no zipper, it's a hoodie. That's not even a hoodie.
If we start including things that have zippers,
then you have a lot more.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because a hoodie is not a, in my mind, a hoodie is anything that you zip up or button up that you wear outside of your clothing is to me a jacket, a coat. So if you have hoodies that don't zip up, those are hoodies.
Okay.
I think. So now how many do you have, roughly, you think?
I don't know.
A lot, right?
I mean, and this doesn't count fleeces. This doesn't count.
Yeah,
like,
fleece would be a coat, I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I
mean, if we start counting just hoodies.
Yeah.
Buddy.
You got a lot. A lot. Okay. All right.
I like them. I wear them, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, not that I probably have zip up hoodies. I probably have 10 to 15. I don't think that's crazy.
I don't know. I don't have that
Brock,
many.
Would you think 10 to 15 zip up hoodies is a lot to have?
I think no. You can't. I mean, most stores don't have that on the rack, a variety.
Well,
so it's like, come on.
But keep in mind, I mean, this is the thing that also I was telling in this story. Keep in mind that I didn't go out and buy 50 coats. This is an accumulation of my entire life. Like, I just don't.
Oh, you just don't dump them. You don't get rid of them.
I don't dump them. I mean, I have the first coat I ever had.
And it, you do?
Yes. And my daughter wore it.
It's a little coat.
Yeah,
I guess the first
like
coat
the
you
first
ever had.
Coat. It's a bubblegum pink hooded coat. It's got a little lamb applique on it. It's fuzzy. It's the cutest thing. So she wore it, and now I'll hold on to it, and maybe my kids, their kids will want to wear it. And then I've got like the pea coat that like the first pea coat I ever got when I was 13 still fits.
I have a pea coat too. Are pea coats still a thing? I don't even know. Are they? Yeah. I haven't. Okay.
Yeah, they're still a thing.
Okay.
I mean, I've got like 5 jean jackets.
I don't have a jean jacket. I want a jean jacket. Again, you have your own coat store. You hear what you're saying? It's like, it's not like you have 5 identical jean jackets or 15 identical hoodies. You have individual. You could open up a boutique.
Probably.
If you wanted to.
I would never sell them though. That was the thing. So I was searching for one of the coats last night. I can't find it. I need to talk to my sister and see if it's in storage, my mom's storage.
Okay.
Because I can't find it. And I know I wouldn't have gotten rid of it. And it's driving me crazy. So I confronted Peter yesterday and I was like, are you siphoning off coats? Like, are you going into my closet and like slowly taking one or two when you do donations just to like weed it out thinking I won't notice?
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Peter.
And he was like, no. And he's like, hand to God, swear to God, I did it. But I was like, if you're gaslighting me. And he's like, Molly, I'm almost going to get offended. Like,
well, how many closets do you have? I would never do that to you.
Pardon?
How many closets do you have to get all these coats? Do you have a couple closets then? Okay. Well, that's fine. We have closets too that are full. I mean,
I have.
To be honest with you. I mean, I have a closet right here in the studio that's so full. And I'll tell you what, it's so full of shirts and button ups that I will never, ever wear. And I still have it sitting there. I should do that. Stuff
where it's like, you know, why keep it?
Well, it's like when I need it, that's the problem. It's like, all right, so I have a flannel right there I'm looking at.
Does it fit?
Yeah, it all fits. No, actually, a lot of this stuff is too big for me.
Okay.
Now, so like I have a lot of golf shirts that are just too big. I just look like a giant fat ass wearing a giant shirt on me, you know, my nipples are popping. It's awful. I should get rid of those, but I'm assuming I'm going to get back there eventually. So then I'll have them.
That's true.
You know, so and then also I have suit jacket. I got two suits that I bought. I bought one for the wedding and one for the funeral.
You got to hold on to suits because otherwise they're expensive to replace.
Uh-huh.
Like something like that. I consider that a staple. Oh, and by the way, the coat count does not include suit coats.
All right. You've got a lot of suit coats.
All
right. So I only have two suits. Like I said, one was I got married in, the other one I'll be buried in. And that's why I
have
those.
The one you were married in. I mean, go out with a bang and a good memory. I'm just saying. It doesn't have to be.
I don't want Wyleen to look down at me and go, man, that coat looks good on him from back in the, you know, when we got married. I'll have to ask her about that.
Yeah. Why don't you just let her decide how she wants to.
She's going to have to, because I'm sure I'm not going to be wearing it when I go down. I'll be in a weird outfit.
You're like, I'm wearing this every day. I know I'm dying soon. He will not take that suit off.
Yeah.
He says he's dying.
I keep telling him,
that's what the mortuary does. They'll put you in whatever. You're like, no, I'm not paying extra to have somebody dress me. Yeah. That would totally be you. Thinking that if you wore the suit, that would somehow take a price.
Yes.
Like that would somehow take something off the top of them being able to charge you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, why not?
I wouldn't put it past you.
Speaking of all that, what's going on with Kardashian? I saw something in the news of Kim Kardashian. She made an announcement.
They're really selling this. Kardashians, they just had their season premiere and she went in and got an MRI and apparently they found a little aneurysm. So it's like a little bubble or balloon in your blood vessel.
Okay.
And so she was freaking out. I mean, obviously, like it's basically if an aneurysm bursts, that's pretty bad.
So she did the MRI thing. You know, that's what the celebrities are doing now. I just saw a piece on that actually. That's interesting. So everyone's getting
that?
Because they want to, first of all, it's not covered by insurance, right? It's like $3,000, which it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is for some people. Not everybody can do this. There's also a dumber down version. So the $3,000 costs, I think you get consulted with a doctor and all that stuff. So they're getting these MRIs, full body MRIs to see if any markers are in there like her. And so they'll look through everything and be like, all right, you're good to go. Or her situation, what
like
she has right there, you're not. So that's what these a lot of celebrity and people with money are doing. Because I had an MRI done for some. They didn't find anything. I didn't have that. I had to get it done because of a surgery.
Okay.
And I've never done an MRI before. And it's pretty space age stuff.
You go into a tube.
Yeah, the tube. So that's what she did. And they found something weird or something. That's nuts.
Yeah. They found that. So she blames Kanye, saying that the stress from the disorder, because that's one of the things that can cause an aneurysm is high levels of stress.
Okay.
And so she's chalking it up to how stressful the divorce was with Kanye, that basically like he's the cause of the aneurysm. I was like, oh boy. I mean,
yeah,
it kind of feels like a reach, like because to me, well, I mean, part of it is also like, Kim, isn't your life just stressful? Like,
I would imagine
not
so.
I'm running her down, but I'm just saying she's a major businesswoman. She's constantly on social media. She's always traveling. She's always taking photographs. She's always doing something. She's doing the television show. She's got Skims. She's got like
lawyer.
Her life seems stressful. Like, I wouldn't just say like that divorce. You're like that divorce compounded with everything else that you do, you know? So that was kind of, I mean, so she's chalking it up to just how bad that divorce was and how bad the situation was before the divorce with Kanye. Like, she's like, I feel like I almost had Stockholm syndrome.
God, I'll
she was
bet.
Like, I was like doing so much to pretend like everything was okay
was?
And to protect. Yes. I was always
nuts.
Like, what in the world?
That was just a nutty time. It's almost as nutty as COVID.
Yeah. And everybody's so like, nuts. Well, just cut him out of your life. She's like, we've got four kids.
Yeah. They can't
There's no,
do that.
You can't. I mean, this is forever. Like, we don't, we're forever tethered to one another.
Yeah.
So there's that. The other little funny tidbit from that, from the season opener was Khloe Kardashian talking about the fact that she hasn't had sex in 3 years.
Isn't she with somebody? Is she not with anybody?
No.
I can never figure out which one is which. I know Kim, but Khloe. And then what's the other one?
Courtney.
Which one's the model?
That is a Jenner.
That's a Jenner. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's Courtney, Kim, Khloe, and then there is Kendall and Kylie.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner is the one that's dating Timothy Chalamet. And Kendall is the one that's the supermodel and walks and everything. She doesn't have that booty body that the rest of them have. She's like straight up and down like her.
And we're talking about Khloe Kardashian, right?
Yes.
That has not had sex?
In 3 years.
In 3 years.
Yes. Courtney's apparently launching some like pleasure brand, and it's got gummies that help with your libido. And they're like, you could use this. Like,
maybe she...
I'm like, what kind of conversations do you guys have with one another? I can't imagine sitting down with my sister being like, you need to try a libido gummy. It would be like, what?
They're everywhere.
Did somebody give you a brain transplant? Why are we talking? Why are you talking? Why do you even know about a libido gummy?
It's funny. Maybe she needs it. Or I know someone just putting it behind her. I mean, maybe she's lying, the fact that she hasn't had sex in 3 years.
I mean,
it'd be pretty intimidating, you know, so.
Bad relationship. She doesn't exactly have the best dude picker.
Well, I mean, she was with Lamar Odom. Remember that whole mess? Yeah.
Like,
she was out in Nevada at brothels for days on end.
The father of her children cheated on her. I mean, she really knows how to pick them. Like, I think it's great that she's taken some like very needed
me
time before heading back out into the dating pasture.
3 years. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I think most people should spend time by themselves.
I'm sure you've gone 3 years without sex.
Sure. Mm-hmm. No, I actually have. I don't know how long the longest I've gone, but I've been single.
That doesn't mean you weren't having sex. Nice try.
What do you mean?
I mean that just because you weren't dating someone doesn't mean that you weren't having sex, big party.
So you're saying that I have gone 3 years or have not gone 3 years?
No, have not.
Oh,
just because
you
haven't been in
a
relationship. No, just because you haven't, you're like, I was single, and I'm saying that doesn't preclude you from sex.
We don't talk about that stuff on this podcast. Wylene, the sweet Wylene, the wife, employee of the month, doesn't want to hear that. So
no. Nope. She can fast forward through that little part then.
Yeah. Then we can move on. 3 years. Anyway, I just think that people, you know, especially, I mean, I saw something funny. It's like this girl was talking about, it's amazing how when you're in a bad relationship, or a relationship that ends and somebody was dishonest, that the person who did right in the relationship is the person that takes time by themselves and are okay with themselves right now.
Yeah.
Or the person that did wrong always ends up in another relationship immediately.
Because they're not doing any self-reflection.
No,
they're like,
not.
Next.
How true
and
is
it's
that?
Obviously, like, I mean, it's like they're not doing any self-reflection. They're obviously not feeling accountability.
Uh-uh.
A lot of times the person that they're ending up with is the person that they cheated on the other person with. And just to let you know, if you've been with somebody because they cheated on somebody else, you're the next person they're going to
Yes, hands down.
I found my soulmate. You're like, yeah, yeah, you did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You did.
Sure, until your next soulmate comes along. Now this is my real soulmate.
Yeah. Talk about red stinking flags, seriously. Boy. Red flag!
Uh-oh. You just found a red flag. Run! Right now! You really want to go through this again? Gotta trust your gut when you say the size. Gotta go right now! Don't ignore this line! Found a red flag? Run! Red flag? Run! Gotta go! No time to waste! Save yourself right now! Run.
It's true.
Run.
You just get that person to break up with the person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever been with somebody that cheated on me and went with that same person. Actually, I do. Never mind. They're married, very happily married.
I was going to say, I can think of one.
That's still with the other person?
Mm-hmm.
This one you don't even know nothing about, so it must be two.
Yeah, then there must be two.
Yeah.
There's one I know.
Okay.
And she's with the person.
You're still friends with her. There's
no,
your
I'm saying, okay. I'm saying I remember when it happened.
Yeah.
I remember when the breakup happened. I remember how crazy you were.
Because I am crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were a little unsettled by how things shook out on that one. And then you were the one to tell me that they then, like, she was with that person. I think it was somebody she was with before, and then you came along.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. different, because that, I mean.
I'm just saying that
I know, when
happened.
I look back on that one, that should have been where it is right now. Should have been where it always has been. They had kids together. They were married at one time. So, yeah, now they're back together, and good. I was happy for it, because I have enough crazy in my life.
You weren't happy about it at the time.
No one is.
That's what I'm saying. No, like, you're like, I'm happy about it. I'm like, well, we've grown.
But let me be honest here. That she was with someone else and eventually made it back to her person she was married to. So, yeah, it was someone else. So there's actually been one person. Yeah.
Okay.
One person that ended up and then kids and everything like that and happy. And I'm friends with them. I think I'm pretty much cool with all my exes that I can remember. I just don't talk to them. I don't reach out like you do and all that stuff. I just don't need to. I'm 100% fine with all that. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Whatever story back on the couch. The audience
back
and
on
yourself.
The couch. All right. Do we want to do Fun Factory?
Yes.
All right. La, 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 la. I'm trying to see what else there was before we roll. Is there anything else that you want to hit on?
Just remind people we've got those Jeff Dunham tickets, and the keyword is puppet. So be sure to go to the website, bigpartyshow.com. for your chance to enter. And if you want an extra entry, a little party favor, you can head on over to Instagram, follow the show, The Big Party Show on Instagram, and that gets you an extra entry in the running for those tickets.
Good luck. This isn't just one pair either. I'll just tell you that right now. There's several opportunities to win tickets to Jeff Dunham. And we have some other cool stuff coming up, and we have something really cool coming up in December. That's some time away. We're working on something super cool. So you want to definitely become a party crasher without a doubt.
Are we drawing later today for the book? How much more time? No, we're done.
We'll leave that. I mean, if you guys all want that book badly, we're going to keep it up for everybody that's listening for like another week.
Okay.
Make sure if you know somebody or whatever, you can put your name in more than once.
Only
at a
once
time.
A day, though.
Once a day. Let's not get nutty. Okay. All right. So laughter, it is the best medicine. Have you ever heard of laughter yoga?
Laughter yoga? Oh, no. I got to check this out.
Okay. All right.
My name is Gita. And I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Yes,
My name's Dawn.
Oh, boy.
I recently acquired insulin-dependent diabetes.
Oh, wow.
Isn't this interesting?
That is.
Very good. Very good. Yay.
One more.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Vicky. And I have breast cancer.
Wow.
Very good. Very good. Yay.
How crazy is that?
Oh, that's really wonderful, though. Like, it that's is. Not even like that's just so like, what a great place to like go and be with other people who are having struggles and just kind of like give over to the laughter. Sometimes you just got to laugh.
Yes.
You know,
you do.
Like, really, you do. Like, I know some people are, I mean, there's always that saying, right? Like, if I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying. And, but I do think that there is some healing benefit in like a good laughter, especially laughter through tears, where you're like, this is so crazy.
Yeah, I thought,
like,
that was interesting.
I just gotta laugh about it, because like, party, what else am I gonna do?
Yeah, Party Crasher sent that to me. She said that you guys need to check this out. Her kids are always on YouTube trying to find the next funny thing they want to laugh at.
Oh.
And then so she sent that, and I thought, well, this is interesting. I've never heard of such a thing, but yeah, it made sense, right?
I think it's really neat. I mean, I think that's like, that is not at all what I was expecting. Like, I thought this was going to be like, shred. Okay, right, let's go into archer pose.
Yeah, that's laughter is the best medicine, eh? All right, here's the smelliest food on the planet.
One of the smelliest foods in the world, pig vagina. Although it's very smelly and contains a lot of bacteria, eating too much can cause cancer. But its unique taste is very popular in Vietnam. Before making this delicacy, chefs will give it a full body spa. They'll add salt, lemon, and white wine and massage it for a few minutes. This not only removes the black dirt from the skin, but also eliminates its fishy smell. It's worth noting that the breathing holes need...
Okay.
Stop. I can't.
Come on. It's educational today.
No. That one needs to stop. No more.
Okay. Well. All right. We're going to move over to the last one here. And then we're going to
turn
the weekend,
that away
to
party. They're like, by the way, this is a delicacy.
Well,
and
here, this one.
Considered
this,
rude if you don't eat it.
This one, I found your people, Molly. So
you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. If you look at a rock and that rock makes you smile,
yes,
that's an awesome rock. Pick it up.
Oh my God, I need to meet that woman. Go kick rocks. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's what I'll leave you with.
I went out rock hunting the other day.
Did you get anything fun?
I did get some stuff that was fun.
All right.
Daughter, like, this is how well trained I have my children. She's like, find anything good, Mom? Want to tell me about it? I was like, are you buttering me up for something? What do you want?
Did he want something?
$5? No. Yeah. She's just
okay,
being sweet.
Very nice.
Nice kid. Just like, you know, I know this is something you're interested in, and so I want to support your interests. I was like, well, look at you. Also,
look at
here's
you.
What I found.
Yes. All right. I'm going out of town. Yes. I'm flying out, so I'm going to experience what it's like to fly when the government is shut down. Fingers crossed. I'm heading to Austin to meet up with a bunch of friends I haven't seen in high school friends in about 20 years. It's been that long. So it's pretty nutty.
Fun.
I'm pretty excited to get out there. Yeah. And I guess we'll see you guys on Monday. If I'm not stuck in Austin for another week. Right. So we'll see.
I live and here now, apparently. Yes, I'm a Texan.
All right, so we're gonna get out of here. You guys have a safe weekend. Go Big Red, go Huskers.
Yes.
Hopefully we can recoup and win that one, and we'll see you guys Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.